The State Board of Higher Education has rejected the idea of lengthening the contract period for college and university presidents from the current 3 years to 5 years. Board member Dan Trainer brought the idea to the board's governance committee, but the committee turned it down. Then Trainer brought up the idea to the full board. He said with new hires, he thinks the expectation should be that a new president should stay in the job for at least 5 years.
It provides the new president sufficient space to make perhaps some hard choices that might need to be made without having to have the concern of a renewal contract or a renewal consideration coming up so quickly. It gives them, I think, a sufficient time so that they can make perhaps some hard or unpopular choices on campus that might need to be made, and to see the benefits of those before the initial contract renewal comes up.
But board member Tim Mihalik spoke against the extension.
I think 5 years is a long time in today's world.
And that was echoed by the student member, Caleb DeShock.
It's a lifetime for students at these institutions. And so when we talk about a contract of that length, if we have a candidate that throughout their tenure isn't in the service of students, that will go through the entire lifetime of that student's tenure at that institution.
The board voted 5-1 to keep the contract term at 3 years. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.